Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Back to the Fan After Dark. This next segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Well, I'm watching my Jayhawks on this little corner of the TV over here, so we'll try to keep you guys posted while we're rocking and rolling here.
A lot of Jayhawk fans.
That's okay. Anyway, we continue. No Darren Peters tonight, but anyway, we
got Chris.
Allegedly a hamstring. I don't know.
I mean, you're seeing, we'll get to when we get to a little NBA talk. There's a lot of hamstring and calf and muscle injuries happening in the NBA, and superstars out for a week. So
yeah,
Darren Peterson's got a lot ahead of him.
No, I'm not happy about it. But anyway, we digress. Cowboys big win yesterday. What if I told you this team was undefeated when this happens? Give me one player prop. If you had to guess, this team's 3-0 when a player, offensive player, does this.
Offensive. See, I'm not that worried about the offense. So I would say that, okay, I would say that Terrence Steele doesn't allow.
Now you're doing too much already.
Pickens goes for 100 yards.
But okay, see, that's close. They.
Oh, you're saying what's already happened.
Oh, it's already happened.
I thought you were saying, this team's what do they have to do
this team's
to 3-0.
This team's 3-0 when this happens.
Okay. Now I get it.
Through 11 weeks of the NFL season.
When Jake Ferguson has over 5 catches.
Negative. When they have a 100-yard receiver, the Dallas Cowboys are 3-0 on the season.
Okay. Well, can I flip it now?
Just a few other goofy facts.
Please.
Your Dallas Cowboys are 2-4 on the road.
Yep.
They are 2-1 against the AFC.
Okay, that's not bad.
They're 1-2-1 in primetime games.
There we go.
They're 3-2-1 when winning the time of possession. What would you guess their record is when leading at halftime?
Well, they're 4-5-1, so there's 9 games, right?
Right? Well, 10.
10. I would say that they are, when leading at halftime.
When leading at halftime. Don't overthink it.
6-4.
6-4. So you think they've led it every, not including week one, because I'm pretty sure they were losing at halftime at that one.
I think I know this because I actually read the game notes.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Is it 2-4?
Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Your Dallas Cowboys have
not
led.
Six wins.
No, not 6 wins. They've played 6 games where they've led at halftime. But that's an interesting stat right there. But that says all you need to know about how this defense has been and how the offense has kind of sputtered in the second half. Where they've, of the 10 games that they've played so far this year, they've led at halftime in 6 of them. And have gone on, and that is an interesting stat. They've gone on to lose 4 of them. So shout out to the game notes, and shout out to our boy Dylon for reading them.
I mean, it's not cheating. Tim sends them to everyone.
He does.
Can you answer the question I thought I was answering? the Cowboys win the next three games if this happens.
The other teams don't show up.
Okay, so both of you gave me a sarcastic answer. I say if Terrence Steele doesn't give up a pressure. Very improbable.
They said he played well last night.
He did. He only gave up two pressures.
He looked, but sometimes, getting your number called. Shotty made no bones about the fact that it was open competition at right tackle last week.
And it should be.
Got Terrence's attention, and sometimes that's what you need to happen.
Same thing happened to Kenneth Murray.
Same thing happened. Well, and I think,
So what's yours?
That was only a matter of time.
Give one on offense and defense. I gave my offensive one. Because I think Pickens can go off for 100 every game, and it's not going to change if they win or lose. It's great. Obviously helps them win, but I don't think that's a deciding factor of Pickens.
I think defensively you need to win the turnover.
No, pick one person. Pick one person. Make it super specific. This player does this. They're 3-0. I think we can all agree they play better defensively.
Bro, that's ridiculous. I know. You can't say one guy.
I know, Fred. We're a ridiculous show.
I mean,
I'll go while you're thinking.
Yeah, please. Give me an example.
I'll go Malik Hooker has a pick in every game.
See, that's where, that's kind of what I was leaning towards.
Like, they have to get a turnover.
But he's not, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they're not going to win straight up.
Not scoring is going to get a pick in the next three games. I mean, look, if he does, God bless.
I don't think they can win any of the three next games. Obviously, they're not going to be favored in any of them.
So
they
definitely can't win.
They definitely can't win just straight up.
No, you and I are on the same page. And I think it's time to have a conversation about Kevontae Turpin.
It is. Oh, when I was watching the game, I thought the same thing. I said, Fred might have had a point. I gave it to you. Watching the game, because he's just not a factor.
No.
Return game.
No, he's
receiving game, running game. I'm like, it just feels like wasted reps. And you can't have that in the NFL. I don't care if you're playing the Raiders, the Jets, the Chiefs, the Eagles. You can't have wasted reps. This isn't practice. This isn't let's see the flow. He's a Jaden Blue. He's a rookie. This is a guy that's been in the league 5-6 years.
And you gave him $4 or $5 million before the season started?
Second round tender, man.
So.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You gave this guy loot before the season started. Look, if you just decide, all right, we're going to make him a gadget guy, which I don't think any of us would have an issue with at this stage of the game.
You got to be better plays, though. Everything's behind the line of scrimmage with him. Like, he gets tackled behind or at the line of scrimmage more than anybody on the Cowboys.
I just wonder if they've decided we need him more in the return game, although I would argue he probably had his best returns of the season last night. I mean, granted, it took week till week 11 to do it, but I would almost go ahead and start saying, look, man, you're going to be our wide receiver 4 or 5. And are we ever going to see Jonathan Mingo? I mean, are we ever
traded a pick for him? And he is literally a healthy scratch every week.
And it wasn't, I would understand if Jonathan Mingo looked like, Jalen Tolbert during the preseason, mm-hmm. All right? First of all, you had Joe Milton throwing to him, all right, who, God bless Joe Milton.
We're not even seeing sideline shots of him anymore.
We don't even, you know what I'm saying? So, you had You had your project at backup throwing to him. He still made play. He was one of the few
play after play.
He was one of the few bright spots that you had in the preseason offensively.
In training camp, Oxnard.
And in training camp. He's been back for 3 weeks, and you still haven't found a way to find him in the offense
yet. And it doesn't
yet.
Even feel like, from just reading all the reports and the Nick Harris's and Machota's of the world, it doesn't even seem like it's much of a conversation. It's last-second decision. They had to move this guy. It's just like, healthy scratch. Mingo. Look,
my man came off the IR, and we haven't heard from him since.
Nope.
Okay. And again, I would understand if he was a malcontent. I could understand if he was Jalen Tolbert. You traded a fourth-round pick for this guy with the idea that he was going to be your second or third wide receiver, and we can't even see him get on the football field.
Can't even see him get on the football
field. So I don't know.
Tolbert's been a non-factor. Turpin's been a non-factor. It's a three-headed monster.
I mean, four if you could throw. I mean, but look.
I was throwing Flournoy in there.
I am too. No, I'm just saying as far as your targets basically are Pickens, CD, Ferguson, and Flournoy.
Yeah.
And then now Hunter Lipke's basically your backup tight end.
Hunter Lipke.
But
a little bit of span four? A little bit of span four?
Well, they said they love him as a practice player. Shoddy not mentioned that today in his
really good blocker
weekly shot or weekly shot or weekly press conference. I'm glad to see they're finally using Hunter Lipke. I mean, you kind of saw him get used last night, finally for the first time, like we saw him get used last year. I guess I think it's almost like this team after over the bye week said, all right, look, this we're
experiments.
We're done, right? Like this is the group we're going to. Yeah. We've tried with different guys. Like we've got to win football games moving forward.
Feelings out the window.
Look, y'all, it is what it is at this point. We're running this thing through and. Again, we can get into the whole 1A, 1B, because I think it's too easy after a game like last night to say, and I know it was popular on Cowboys Twitter, to say, well, we need to run the offense through George Pickens.
I know. It's like, no, how many times did we have CD with all these receivers and go, we need a wide receiver too. We need a wide receiver too. Yeah. Now we finally get it, and they're like, I don't know if we need CD Lamb. Let's break them apart. What do you think is going to happen, guys, if you move on from CD Lamb, trade, whatever. Like, if CD Lamb's not in the fold, however it happens, and it's just Pickens, what do you think is going to happen? He's going to get triple covered every game, and now you got Tolbert.
We saw it for a four-game stretch, though.
That's not enough for
me.
George Pickens and CD together work. They're best friends.
I don't disagree. I would say this, though. George Pickens.
I think that if they have the same amount of targets every game, I'm fine. They both have 10 targets a game. Cool.
But there's something about George. Like we're starting to see, and again.
Second in the league in receiving right now, 908.
Raiders notwithstanding. Like George Pickens is just a different level of wide. You know what
he's been consistent too. He hasn't really had a bad game.
No, he hasn't. I mean, outside of the first game and a couple games ago where he wasn't all that great, but he reminds me of what's our boy's name from back in the day? No. Josh
Cribbs.
No. Played for the Browns though. Played for the Browns. Had the weed problem.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. Josh.
I don't know why I can't think of his
Brown
name.
Brown Grant? What the hell was his name? Can I get some help here?
I know who you're
thinking of. You know who I'm talking about.
I know, yeah. He couldn't get reinstated from the league, and he kept getting in trouble for having marijuana problems.
Josh.
I can't think of his name either right now.
Weed, wide receiver.
Josh Weed, wide receiver, Browns.
Gordon.
Josh Gordon! Josh Gordon!
Yeah. Josh Gordon! George Pickens is electric with the football in the open field, too. We saw it a couple times against the Raiders. The touchdown and the one where he catches it and just
broke through like three different tackles as he was going through
this. This guy is like, he's hungry. Like, you can see. He's like, I want to score. I want to make a highlight play on every single one. CD to me, and this is literally, I'm not slighting, I'm just explaining the differences. CD to me got a little more swagger. Wants to be cool out there, duck under guys, do a celebration. George is like, I want to run through you and embarrass you on every single catch.
George is a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
All right. Whereas CD's got a little more finesse, a little more, you know, fluidity to his game. Yeah. Whereas George is just going to jump over you, throw the ball at your face, and remind you that you're just a little human being. All right. First hour of the program in the books. Let's transition into a little Mavericks basketball.
They suck.
Where are you taking us, Blake Elliott?
Tease. The Cowboys are great right now. The Mavericks suck. They got blown out by the Timberwolves. Do we want them to win? Or do we want them to tank? The state of the Dallas Mavericks coming up next on the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.